Unit 36, Social Rebels. The group of rockers was made up of Tony, Rob, and Bill. They had been friends for a long time and started up their own band 5 years ago, though some consider them to be social outcasts. Outcasts and rebels, they did not care what others thought. As long as they were living the life they wanted, they were happy. Rob's brother was a soldier in the army that was diagnosed with cancer due to exposure to radiation. Radiation. On the job, the government refused to pay money for his hospital bills, and this made Rob infuriated. Infuriated at the government. This caused much of their music and style to have themes related towards hatred towards the government and army. The group had been rebellious since they were adolescents. Adolescents. But unlike most people, they refused to grow out of it. Many of their friends lectured them and felt that they were bad people who were on the wrong path in life. However, they did not care what anyone else thought ever. Some people would be upset in having their reputation be like this, but they were happy to be outcasts in a society they did not feel a part of anyways. They felt no shame in living life like this and were proud that they were at least attempting to stand up for their beliefs. Like Ron, Tony had a strong mistrust of the government. He always read liberal articles and was convinced that the media was manipulated. Manipulated. To brainwashing people into believing government propaganda. Propaganda. He felt that media reporters were irritating drones. Drones. Carrying out the government's orders. These strong feelings drove him into delinquent. Delinquent. Behavior during his youth. Once, he even threw bricks through a radio station's window to get his message across. Once he grew up more, though, he calmed down a bit and focused mainly on writing music as an outlet. Most of his songs talked about how hypocritical. Hypocritical. Journalists were when they said they were reporting real news when, in fact, they were actually stretching or falsifying. Falsifying the real truth. Bill was the only one who did not feel such hatred. He had no real conflict. Conflict with society at all, in fact. The only reason Bill chose to live with his friends on the fringe. Fringe of society was that he liked it. Plain and simple, Bill was hedonistic. Hedonistic. To the core. He pursued pleasure wherever he could find it and wanted to live his life to the fullest. No matter how anyone saw them, the three friends were out to upset the status quo. Status quo. They felt that they were inherent flaws. Flaws in society that needed to be changed, and they hoped to do this through their music.